I came to have worship. I'm not a stranger here because I'm amongst family. So to my friend, Reverend Hunt, Sister Hunt and your family, to the, all the Mount Gileads, how we came so far. I asked Sister Valencia, I said, I need to twist this up a little bit because, see, when I talk about the events of Jesus on the cross, I need to talk about me, what I feel that he did for me personally. So I really hope that you receive this because what I, you know the story, and that film messed me up, Reverend Hunt, because it reminded me when I was out there doing what I was out there doing, when you was out there doing what you was out there doing. So I just want to start off saying, don't sit here all bougie thinking you all that, because guess what? He have brought us a mighty long way. So I want to just start off saying, and I'm glad we have a lot of young people in here, because I need you to understand, when he was on that cross dying, the events of when he was in the garden, when Judas betrayed him, and when he was praying to God in agony because he already knew what was fit to take place, I felt what he was saying for me, don't be defined by your setbacks, but be determined to be defined by your comebacks. See, that's what I felt that he was dying for me for. Another thing he was saying to me, don't let your setbacks become your way of life. Do you know Jesus had some haters? He had some haters, and we got haters today. So I'm just going to tell you just a little bit. Move from imagination to manifestation. Whatever you can imagine, baby, you can have it. Don't let your doubters and your haters tell you what you can't have and what you cannot be. What God was telling me when he was on that cross, because, you know, they all one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So I may say God, and I may say Jesus. I can do what I never done. I can go where I never gone. I can have what I never had and be what my life is purposed to be. He was telling me that I could make a comeback that's amazing. I don't care what you did. I don't care how they plot against you, talk about you, lie on you. You can still walk in your amazing and make a comeback that's amazing. He was telling me that I am the head and not the tail. He was telling me that I'm too amazing to be average. You know why I'm too amazing? Because I don't do that stuff no more. I don't have time for all that drama. So don't come to my face with all that nonsense. Oh, yeah, I'm too amazing because he have saved me, washed me, and turned my life around. Another thing he was telling me, don't let your journey make you bitter. Let it make you better. Another thing he said, my past said I'm weak, but my promise said I'm strong. My past said I'm defeated, but my promise says I'm victorious. My past said I'm done, but my promise said I'm just getting started. My past showed me darkness, but my promise says I'm coming out with my hands up. My past said it's final. My promise said it's not over for me yet. My past said sit there and die. My promise said I would get up and live. People who are favored can't be stopped. Don't let them tell you you could be stopped, because when you got favor on your life, favor always asks what's next. Another thing he was telling me, stop hanging around doubters, fakers, and those who be tripping. Another thing he said, that your ladder will be greater than your past. Another thing he said, my elimination of your hateration will ignite my elevation to let me know I'm alive on purpose. So you know what they mean? I have to separate from my haters because he got a purpose for my life. Another thing he told me, it's not how tight your dress is that makes you fine. It's not the length of your hair that makes you pretty. It's not the color of your eyes that makes you attractive. It's going to be the favor on your life that help you reach to your next potential. Another thing he said, your past was messed up, but you survived it. Your enemies tried to bring you down, but you're still standing. It's time to live. Don't get so high-minded or carried away with yourself that you look down on others. Don't forget where you came from. Be careful who you put your mouth on, because you just may lose favor for your own prosperity. When you have favor, it will cause a shift to take place in the atmosphere. There will be changes in your circumstances, a change in your situation. What was no will turn out to be yes. What was down will be up. What was bad will be good. What was wrong will be right. Your bottom will become your top, and your test will become your testimony. When you walk in your purpose, you don't have to choose people or opportunities. Your light will cause people and opportunities to pursue you. All right. Remember, your value doesn't decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. As a matter of fact, you don't have to like me, baby, because I like me. Right. Another thing he was telling me, you should believe you're an eagle even when others refuse to call you one. You don't need eagle's wings if you're going to fly low. Eagles don't need a crowd to feel secure. See, I'm very confident in who I am because I know who have my back. Eagles give birth to eagles. So all the young ladies out there that's going to give birth, tell your baby she's an eagle, honey. Tell your son he's an eagle, okay? Another thing he said, I just got a few more of them. Another thing he was telling me, these are the events that I feel took place in my life. You might as well block for me because you sure can't stop me. Another thing he said, haters will broadcast your failures, but whisper your success. Average people can't flow with you when you empowered. See, that means everybody can be able to hang with you when you start doing things the way God wants you to do things. Other things he said, that mistake did not disqualify you. Stop beating yourself up, baby. When you fell on your knees and ask for forgiveness, don't worry about what everybody else said. Worry about what he said. My DNA say I've been forgiven. Another thing he said, you will never step into your greater doing it your way. That means you got to do it his way. Your presence has a purpose, your power, and your purpose has power. Don't stop shining because of other people are intimidated by your light. Shine anyway. The enemy is after the definition and the design and destiny of the family. God will put you in positions you didn't even apply for. Don't worry about the haters. They are angry because the truth you speak contradicts the lie they told. Haters, to the back of the line. God will bless you right in the face of those who pray for your fault. See, this is what he was doing for me when he was on that cross. These are the events that I feel that he was doing for me. It's time to get up out of your stinky place. It's time to get about the belly of the fish, surrounded in seaweeds, darkness, vomit. You don't belong there anymore. He done already paid that price. Some of your enemies will have to eat their words when they see the promises of God come to pass. Oh, it will happen for his glory. People may bypass or reject you, but God is the one who promotes you. Pay close attention to people who don't clap when you win. Oh, I got to say that one more time. Yeah, pay close attention to the haters who don't clap when you win. As a matter of fact, I'll applaud my own self because I don't need nobody clapping for me. Another thing he was telling me, dear haters, I have so much more for you to be mad at. Just be patient. If your enemies hate you now, they're going to have a nervous breakdown when they see your greater. Favor will make those who curse you bless you. Those who lie on you will come back and apologize. Hello, haters. If you're not trying to see me happy, you might as well close your eyes. Because I will be with or without you, because you can't murder what God gave life. Let me reintroduce myself. I'm the one who was left in the pit and left for dead. Now I'm on my way to the palace. However, I'm still royalty even in the pits. Your worst haters may not be far from you. Just look around. I will not lower my standards to accommodate your insecurities. Amen. And when God repositioned you, people who hated on you won't even recognize you. I'm not what I was, and I'm not what I've been through. You thought I took my last blow. I'm back, and I'm walking in my greater. Stand up, stand out, and stand over. That was the events that took place for me in my life. Because when he was on that cross in agony and pain and never said a mumbling word, he had a purpose for me. And that purpose was to be here tonight, to tell you all to stand up, to stand out, and stand over.
By gosh. Amen. She said so much, I can't remember. No. All I know is don't let your haters up. Amen. We're moving what? Higher. Higher and higher. Thursday, Jesus, Peter, and John prepared the Passover meal. That's what she was saying. Amen. That's what's going on. The Passover meal was being prepared. The Lord's Supper was instituted. Amen. On today. Then Jesus went to that garden. Amen. Where I've been preaching. Gethsemane is a place, it's called a crushing place. That's what she was talking about. It's where they would press the olives. It was where they would get the valuable stuff out of. Amen. Don't you know God is trying to press you? Come on, somebody. Don't you know God is trying to squeeze?